For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News, and here's today's Bushism. Quote, "The point is, there is a way to help inoculate me about what has come and is coming," end quote.
Freedom is on the march.
This story taken from StopTheDrugWar.org. After securing the Libertarian Party's senatorial nomination for the state of California earlier this year, Judge James P. Gray has campaigned on a variety of issues, including the drug war. He's put together a $250,000 campaign fund and has a staff of five. Quote, "Of course I've been talking about the war on drugs, but I have other big issues too, health care, education, the Patriot Act, and certainly the war on Iraq. The underlying theme of this campaign is, how big a government do you want? Every president in my lifetime has left office with a larger federal government than when he went in. It cannot continue to grow, and there are a number of areas of expanded government, like the war on drugs and the Patriot Act, where both parties are reducing our civil liberties without making us more secure." End quote. Judge Gray is the Libertarian Party's flagship candidate in California, said his campaign manager, Julia L. Hash. "He is the sort of serious professional candidate the party needs, but he struggles with the obstacles that face any third-party candidate. We don't get covered by the papers, so we don't get the numbers in the polls. We don't get the numbers in the polls, so we don't get in the debate. Because we couldn't get in the debate, it's not a, quote, serious candidacy. So we don't get covered in the papers, and round we go," she said. Despite the difficulties, Judge Gray isn't going away. He conceded that the race really wasn't about Senator Jim Gray. Quote, "If I can make a strong showing, Republicans and Democrats alike will see my votes as a winning margin in future races," he said. "I assure you, they will want those votes, but they will have to change their drug war policies to get them. If they do that, I will have won. We're going to make a strong showing," he predicted. Judge Gray has been endorsed by Milton Friedman, renowned economist and recipient of the 76th Nobel Prize. He's also received the endorsement of the California Reform Party and Mendocino County Sheriff Tony Craver, and he was just endorsed by the Long Beach Press-Telegram editorial board. Once again, I invite you to read Judge James P. Gray's book, Why Our Drug Laws Have Failed and What We Can Do About It, A Judicial Indictment of the War on Drugs. This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.